The Vancouver Ferry invites guests of the city on an exciting sea cruise through the waters of the port. You heard this phrase every time you approach the water. Those little Titanics scooted along the shoreline. Each boat was named after one of the city's sister cities: Valencia, Vancouver, Genoa, the very distant Yokohama. Absurd, a boat called Yokohama in Odessa. Back then, no one had even heard of sushi, or what is the other cliche about Japan. Hardly anyone could really imagine Japan at all. Only later did the wealthiest and luckiest sailors, by hook or by crook, start bringing back Japanese right-hand drive Toyotas or Nissans from their voyages. Notably, there was no boat called Regensburg. The boats were in terrible condition. By the end of 1990s, only a few were left, and then just one, Vancouver. The piers they docked had also disappeared one by one. This had once been part of the city transport system. Slowly, it lost its practical function. The pier in Arcadia was the last to survive. One day after a storm, it gave up as well. The city ended at the sea terminal, the center, more precisely. Beyond that, open sea. Well, okay, there was another site, Poselok Katovskogo, the settlement of Katovsky. Not the north, but not much better. And in front of the boats, a dreadful newly built church, constructed by Italians. The only thing that placed me back then, there were the European, Western finishing materials, tiles. It was one of the few places in the city where the scene of ruin wasn't palpable. Those Italians even managed to bring in and install a gondola in the lobby of the sea terminal building. Some kind of idiotism. At the entrance, there was a supermarket called Mercator. Seeing a supermarket at that time felt like a miracle to me. The Church of St. Nicholas, that was the name of the place in front of the boats, like in Bari. In general, I later encountered those infrastructural oddities in the various strange places, at the station and half-abandoned platforms from Puglia to Ivrea. That unrepeatable spirit of the 90s. How did they end up in Odessa back then?